Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
We do podcasts each Wednesday. Mary Argue is our RNZ producer. She float around a few different shows, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
But you're working on
the other.
Working on afternoons at the moment. But you're based in Wellington and you're here in Auckland because why?
Because there's a certain DJ in town, Jesse. You may have heard of him.
Barely heard of him. I heard of him as of last week when everyone around the office was talking about it. And how... Why is everyone suddenly talking about this one DJ?
He's been around for a bit, although I was a pretty late adopter to him. But we're talking about him because he's here, like, bit of a surprise, actually. He was touring in Australia maybe like a week or two ago. And the hype around him is that he only posts things on his social media maybe a couple of days or even hours out from a show. So, yeah, we've got him here in Auckland, I think, last night he played.
Right. And it's not like I'm playing Whammy Bar. It's like I'm playing Spark Arena, come along.
Playing Spark Arena sold out, two shows. It's pretty impressive.
Someone was saying they were queuing for tickets and they were number 60,000 in the queue or something.
I know, it's pretty devastating.
So you're going tonight?
I'm going tonight,
Is your DJ who plays other people's stuff or does he create his own kind of... makes him special?
He creates his own music. He takes vocal samples from things, but he lays it with sort of electronica and like this pretty mean drum line. You get a super bass in some of his songs. It's epic dance music, essentially.
So the whole of Spark Arena will be dancing to it.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Man, it's going to be fun. know of people who went last night.
Yes, yeah. I've been hearing last night everyone's trying to queue up to get tickets for tonight.
Gosh.
So, I mean, if there are people out there wanting to sell, there will be people who are hoping to buy. So back-to-back shows.
Well, when you're not at multi-thousand people dance parties, you're listening to podcasts and you're our podcast reviewer today. Tell me about Real Survival Stories.
Yeah, Real Survival Stories. This was a fairly new one to me. I think it came out about mid last year sometime. And it very much does what it says on the tin. These are like survival stories, people who have, you know, beaten the odds, crazy odds actually, to come out of some sort of, you know, natural disaster or terrible sort of mountaineering accident or just a crazy situation.
Survival stories.
Yeah. And you go, how do they do it? And it sort of starts with this premise, like each episode. And the narrator, John Hopkins, his style, it's a pretty dramatic script. But he narrates and he also interviews the survivors.
American dude.
No, he's British, actually. Oh, okay. He's got a beautiful voice. It's just like, I had to get past the kind of melodramatic script that he reads. Like, get a load of this. So, ever wondered what you would do if you found yourself lost in the wild, in the desert, the jungle, or the mountains? Would you make the right choices to stay alive? And then it talks about extraordinary stories from ordinary people and goes on into, so every episode starts like that.
Uh-huh.
But I think... You know, we've even got some sort of New Zealand link to this. Mark Ingalls, do you know him?
Yeah, he was on our show a couple of weeks ago.
Was he?
Yeah, telling a story, yeah.
Yeah, so he features on one of the episodes about his Mount Aoraki, sort of Mount Cook survival.
14 days in a snow cave.
In a snow cave, yeah. Lost both his legs, blown over the knee. So he's one of the, that's actually an epic episode. Some of them, not so great. Like the person in Hawaii got lost on a bushwalk and... Honestly, it felt like they started hallucinating just, you know, 30 minutes in. definitely wasn't making the right decisions to survive. So you're like, I'm not sure about this one. But the other ones are amazing.
What do you get out of it?
I get out of it. I think, you know, the sort of beauty of it is that they put you in the mind of, if this were you, would you have survived? And, you know, categorically, not.
Nine.
For most of them, nah, absolutely not. But some of the ones I think where they really shine is the utterly crazy ones. So you've got this competitive paraglider in Australia. She gets sucked up into a storm cell, goes 10,000 metres into the air, so like stratosphere where the commercial planes are flying, somehow survives this, and it's all tracked on her GPS watch. So you're like, what on earth? You actually see where she goes. And you think, how did that happen? So luck, a lot got to do with it. Another one, there's this hunter who's probably the most Canadian man you'll ever meet. So lovely. Goes into the bush and comes across a mother grizzly bear. And you'd think, any situation that's game over. And the way he talks about it, he's like, oh, you know, so in this very sort of laconic, like chill style, very Canadian. And you think maybe it wasn't that bad, but there are actually photos of the attack. And he's
not doing well.
No, not doing well. You're like, oh, you do not know how he actually came out of that one alive.
Great. Real survival stories.
Real survival stories on Noiser. So go Noiser.
Thank you. This is an interesting sounding one. Ben Robert Smith versus the media in Australia.
Yeah. Now this one, I don't know. Maybe I might have tunnel vision on this. Just have, you know, because of the job that we do here. I think this one's super interesting. But Ben Robert Smith, have you heard of him?
No.
He's one of the most decorated living war heroes in Australia. So he served with the SAS in Afghanistan. I think he's a Victoria Cross winner, sort of akin to Willie Appiah is probably the one that we know the best here. And a few years ago, three of the biggest, most trusted Australian newspapers came out with these stories about him, that he had committed war crimes. And this podcast is like an 8-part series following a defamation trial. So he sues these newspapers. And this was sort of dubbed the trial of the century in Australia. Mm. It was 100 days long. It was absolutely huge.
Gripping. And quite rare for someone to actually proceed with a defamation case.
So hard to
reach the bar. It's very expensive. So he's obviously very determined to take them down.
Very determined. And he had some big money in his pocket. So if he didn't have that, then it wouldn't have happened. Yeah. So he had a pretty good backer. But the way it's done is that the podcast, The Guardian, they have actors reading transcripts from the trial. Mm. And then at the end of it, you are hearing from the journalists who actually reported the stories. And so the years of investigation, the work that they put into it, and, you know, sort of the personal toll that it took on them. It's a really gripping listen.
Yeah. So do you tend to side with the journalists?
Well, ultimately, they have to prove that their stories stand up.
Yeah.
And you would think that that has to happen anyway. No matter what you're reporting, it has to be based in fact. Yeah. And gosh, we know this now more than ever. You have to be so sure of the truth of your story. But the thing is, there's a different standard for standing up a story in the media and for it standing up in a court of law. Mm-hmm. So you have this war crimes trial, essentially dressed up as a defamation trial, but they're having to reach a super high bar. So they get in sources, their sources from Afghanistan, zoom into the trial. They have multiple SAS soldiers who are under, you know, all sorts of name suppression, totally anonymized, speaking in the trial. And if you haven't heard of it, you hear the outcome at the end of it. So for those who haven't, I won't spoil it here, but it's definitely worth the listen.
Great. It's called Ben Robert Smith versus the media in Australia. Heavyweight has come up before in our show, but not for a few years. So remind us about Jonathan Goldstein's podcast.
Oh, Jonathan Goldstein, what a legend. He is, speaking of Canadians, another Canadian. He was, he's a humorist, a journalist, obviously a podcaster, and he has this incredible series. It's now reached its 8th season, where he speaks to someone on every episode about maybe something in their past that they haven't managed to let go, a gripe that they had, an unsolved mystery, something that sort of has stuck with them over the years and is unresolved.
So the heavyweight in the title is about carrying the weight of this.
Exactly, yeah, not a boxing podcast. No, yeah. Definitely. You actually said you remembered one of his favourite ones. With a certain
That's the one
musician
that people always bring up about this podcast, which is a guy who lent some old albums to a guy, an artist called Moby, and Moby sampled them and turned them into Play, one of the biggest albums of all time. And then this guy just wanted to get his albums back.
Yeah, he just wanted his albums back. Off Moby, off the Moby. And so that one, I think that must be a favourite. It's just so funny and so unlikely. But it's a bit sad, actually. We've just learned I think it was hosted on Spotify, actually. Gimlet Media was the one that was producing Heavyweight. And this 8th season's their final season. So, I don't know, you've got a whole bunch of archives to go back into, and I'm definitely going to start watching from the beginning.
Some of them are significant and some of them aren't. I heard one where there was a guy who broke his arm when he was a kid, but then over the years the story's kind of changed and no one in his family actually believes that he ever broke his arm.
Yes, I know the one that you're talking about, and he gets totally gaslit by his family.
Yeah.
And there's a massive sort of investigation
into it.
Exactly. But then there are some that are just quite personal. The first episode of season 8 is actually a story of Jonathan's. A childhood friend of his has been diagnosed with a terminal cancer. But they lost, you know, touch over the years. So they were really close as kids and then, you know, didn't speak for decades. He gets in touch with him when he learns about this diagnosis. And, yeah, it's pretty heartbreaking but heartwarming. So you have this friendship then bookended over, you know, over this episode, because there are recordings of them playing radio as kids. So you hear them, you know, hosting shows as children. And then you hear them as adults sort of reflecting on their life, reflecting on their friendship, these ideas, and sort of saying goodbye. So, I mean, I was in pieces at the end of that episode.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Thank you. I guess you could dive in, right? It's not the sort of podcast where you need to listen from season 1.
No, not at all. It's a standalone episode, so you just pick and choose what you want.
Thank you. Brad says, yes, Ben Robert Smith versus the media is amazing. He notes that the person buried photos of war trophies in his backyard. And he notes that the 60 Minutes, he notes the journo was interviewed by Kim Hill, if anyone wants to have a listen to that.
Oh, great segue into the next one.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get to. I ended up butchering it. So you just wanted to give a shout out to the Kim Hill collection online.
I did. Yeah, I did. And I know it might be a bit sort of naff promoting our own stuff, but Kim Hill, I mean, she's above and beyond one of the finest interviewers that we've ever had in this country, a 30-year career. And the producers who put together this Kim Hill collection, absolute shout out to them, because it's 30 sort of career highlight interviews. Mm. And all of them, some of the names I didn't recognise, some of them I'd listened to live, but they all deliver this sort of raw version of a person. The mask has totally slipped, and it's Kim Hill just showing her absolute skill in the interview. So definitely check that one out. It's banger after banger from her.
And awesome for anyone who's been suffering Kim Hill withdrawals, which is
a
non-medical syndrome. Thanks so much. Mary Argue, great to have you in.
Thank you.
Enjoy Fred again tonight.
Oh, gosh, I will. I can't wait.
Mary's RNZ, one of our RNZ producers. She's been talking podcasts today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.